When you are hiring a team lead, you are not just assessing their technical skills, but also their behavioral and cultural fit. These questions will help you find the best candidate. My name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 2 of 2026. You're very welcome. Hope you had a nice week. When a software engineer moves into a team lead or tech lead role, they need to improve their soft skills as well as their hard skills. Soft skills are how they interact with their colleagues. For example, their communication skills, their judgment, and their ability to establish trust. Hard skills are coding, databases, infrastructure, etc. Typically, by the time a software engineer has become a TL, they already have built up excellent hard skills. It's an assessment of their soft skills that we will focus on today. What I like to do as a hiring manager is to have a one-hour interview dedicated to 20 behavioral assessment questions. I then score each of these from 1 to 5, which gives them a maximum total score of 100. It is then up to you to decide how strict you want to be on the hiring score threshold. But I would typically not hire a new TL if they do not score in the range of, say, 80 to 90, at least. My questions are categorized and include notes on what is being assessed. Let's look at some examples. The first question is in the conflict resolution category, and here is the question. Tell me about a time you had to mediate a significant disagreement within your engineering team. What was the conflict, and what steps did you take, and what was the outcome? So here we are assessing conflict management, emotional intelligence, and fairness. And again, we would score this between 1 and 5. The second question is in the area of performance management. Describe your approach to managing an engineer who is consistently underperforming. What steps did you take, and when do you decide to take a more serious course of action? Here we are assessing coaching skills, accountability, and having difficult conversations. The third question is in the area of team growth and skills. How do you identify skills gaps within your team? And what initiatives have you implemented to help your engineers grow and learn new technologies? Here we are assessing mentorship, development planning, and proactive leadership. I'm not going to go through all of the questions on this episode, guys, but I think you get the feel. I'll include a list of all of the questions in the show notes for this episode, which you will find as usual on my website, techleader.pro. And on there, you will see the full table of the 20 questions along with assessment notes. I hope you find that useful for your future interviews. In my opinion, soft skills are more important than hard skills for a manager of people, which includes team leads. It doesn't matter if a team lead is an excellent coder, if their poor communication skills confuse you, or their poor interpersonal skills drive their team crazy. It isn't a natural transition to make from managing code to managing people, and many of them struggle with it, frankly. An excellent coder does not make an excellent team lead. So therefore, as a hiring manager, you need to be extra careful hiring anyone into a people leadership role. I hope you find these questions useful. Again, check my website for the full list, and feel free to share them with other hiring managers also. Take care, guys. Talk to you next time. And good luck hiring in 2026.